Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Once upon a history. Know that the oppressions upon the oppressed is their honor, and the oppression of the oppressors, the tyrants to whatever extent and in every form, is a sign of their wretchedness and disgrace. We seek refuge in the Almighty Allah, that we get happy by hurting others. We must never think that we have succeeded by hurting others. Or else, like Hajjaj bin Yusuf Thaqafi, we will see our joy when the freedom fighters are hurt and drowned in their blood, unaware that a day a similar fate will get hold of us too. The Almighty says, Inna Rabbaka labil mirsad. Indeed, your Lord is on the watch out. Hajjaj bin Yusuf, born in the year 40 after Hijra, 661 AD in Ta'if in Hijaz. In his circle, and associates renowned as the pioneer of crime, lived a life full of crime, bloodshed and horror. Died on the 13th of Ramadan al-Mubarak, 95 after Hijra, 714 AD at the age of 54. Hajjaj was an Arab administrator, politician, and the Minister of Defense of the Umayyad Khilafah. He killed more than 120,000 people. He had imprisoned 50,000 men and 30,000 women. They were kept and fed in the most miserable way. Upon seeing the performance of Hajjaj, Abdul Malik bin Marwan, the last Amawi Khalifa, appointed him as the governor of Iraq. In his 20-year rule of horror and crime, he attacked the Holy Kaaba. He brought an end to the rule of Abdullah bin Zubayr. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu was salam in Nahj al-Balagha describes the future of Iraq as such. From Ta'if, from the tribe of Saqif, a ruler will rule over you. He will usurp your wealth, ruin your lands and crops. Hajjaj introduces himself. We never ill speak about Uthman in our gatherings. 70 of our men were killed in the Battle of Siffin in favor of Muawiyah. None of us marries a woman who loves Ali alayhi salam. Our women have vowed to kill 10 camels each upon the death of Hussein, son of Ali alayhi salam. One who hears the name of Ali in our family curses him, his two sons, Hassan and Hussein, and their mother, alayhimus salam. Many of the Shia lovers and servants of Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhis salam, were martyred by Hajjaj, la'natullahi alayh. Kumail bin Ziyad Nakhai, Qambar, the sincere servant of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Abdul Rahman bin Abi Layla, was lashed so much to curse Amir al-Mu'mineen, but he instead lauded and praised Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salam. He too was martyred. Yahya bin Tawil, Imam Sajjad's companion, his limbs were cut and was martyred. Last of all was Sa'id bin Jubayr. Sa'id bin Jubayr, one of the sincere Shias and devotees of Imam Sajjad, alayhi salam, always learned and benefited from the Imam's presence a lot. Sa'id in Arabic means successful, happy and prosperous. He had full faith in the imamate of the Imam. He praised and lauded the Imam a lot. For this reason, Hajjaj killed him. When Sa'id was taken to Hajjaj, Hajjaj mocked him, addressed him as Shaqi bin Qusayr. Shaqi means disgrace, unlucky and oppressor. He replied, my mother knew me better and named me better than you. She named me Sa'id, happy, prosperous. You and your mother are Shaqi, meaning disgrace. It is him, the Almighty, who is aware of the unseen. you must be burnt in the fire in this very world. If I knew that it is you who punishes in the hellfire, I would have worshipped you as God." Hajjaj inquired, "What is your opinion regarding Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam?" Sa'id replied, "He is the apostle of mercy." Hajjaj says, "What have you to say about Ali? Do you see him in the hell or the heaven?" Sa'id replied, "If I entered the hell and the heaven, and if I saw the dwellers of the hell and the heaven therein, I will recognize them." Hajjaj said, "What do you say about Abu Bakr and Umar?" Sa'id replied, "I have nothing to do with them." Hajjaj asked, "Which of the Khalifas do you like most?" Sa'id replied, "Whoever is liked most by the Almighty Allah, my Creator." Hajjaj inquired, "Who is more praised before the Creator?" Sa'id replied, "He who knows the hidden and known knows better." Hajjaj inquired, "You don't want to tell me the truth?" Sa'id replied, "I don't want to lie to you." Hajjaj asked, "Why don't you laugh?" Sa'id replied, "A creation made of dust and clay, and who will be burnt in fire, can he laugh?" Hajjaj asked, "Then why do we laugh?" Sa'id replied, "All are not alike." Hajjaj instructed his servants to pour all kinds of jewels and riches on his feet. They poured a lot of rubies, pearls, and fine silk brocades on his feet to tempt and cheat him. Sa'id said, "Hajjaj, if you gave all of this to relieve yourself from the hellfire, you will not be able to. And know that there is no good in piling this world's wealth." Hajjaj then instructed his men to avail every music and wrong before him. Sa'id wept a lot. "Why do you cry, Sa'id?" Sa'id said, "Hajjaj, if you gave all of this to relieve yourself from the hellfire, you will not be able to. And know that there is no good in piling this world's wealth." Hajjaj then instructed his men to avail every music and wrong before him. Sa'id wept a lot. "Why do you cry, Sa'id?" "Shame on you. Shame on someone who has been ousted from the heaven and has been made to enter the hell." Hajjaj found himself helpless in making Sa'id submit to him. Said, "Now your death has drawn near. How would you like to die?" Sa'id said, "As you wish. As in the hereafter, I will get hold of you and avenge in the same way you will kill me." Hajjaj said, "Do you want me to forgive you?" Sa'id replied, "If forgiveness and pardon is from God, then yes, and if from you, no." Hajjaj was furious at the bravery and strength of Sa'id, yelled loud, "Kill him." Sa'id was being taken away to be killed, he laughed. Hajjaj was informed of Sa'id's behavior. Hajjaj inquired, "And what made you laugh? You hadn't laughed for the past 40 years. Sa'id replied, "I laugh on your audacity towards God and God's tolerance towards you." Hajjaj was mad and said, "Kill him in front of me." Sa'id said, "Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut." He then said, "Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal ard hanifan wama ana min al-mushrikeen." Hajjaj said, "Behead him facing against the Qibla." Sa'id replied, "Fa'ayna ma tuwallu fa thamma wajhu Allah." Hajjaj said, "Rub his face on the floor." Sa'id replied, "Minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra." Hajjaj said, "Slaughter him like a lamb." سعيد said, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. سعيد raises his hands and said, اللهم لا تسلطه على قتل أحد من بعدي. God, do not allow Hajjaj get hold of anyone after me. They beheaded Sa'id and were amazed to see that he repeatedly said, La ilaha illallah. Sa'id was martyred in the year 95 after Hijrah, in the month of Sha'ban at the age of 49. As a result of the dua of Sa'id, Hajjaj did not live for more than 15 nights after Sa'id. The historians say that Hajjaj had nightmares after murdering Sa'id. Sa'id's blood-stained body was before him, addressing him, O enemy of God, why did you kill me? He fainted. He was terrified and scared, such that he fainted every now and then. When he woke, he said, Ma li wa li Sa'id bin Jubair? What had I to do with Sa'id bin Jubair? This nightmare remained and killed Hajjaj. He was cold, shook and shivered so much that to keep him warm, fire was burnt all around him. A lesson to learn for each one of us that this world, as the glorious Quran says, is nothing but sport and play. وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهْوٌ وَلَعِبٌ وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ حَيَوَانٌ. We do not perish by death. Our eternal life starts. We have come to remain. Our death is like ourselves, like the martyrdom of the shuhada, is like them eternal. The Apostle sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, مَا خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْفَنَا بَلْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْبَقَا. You have not been created to perish, but you have been created to endure forever. وَسُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
ألا لعنة الله على الظالمين.